The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
They opened up a Cheetos museum inside of Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in New York City.
Yeah, it seems valid.
Right. They display 128,900 Cheetos that look like things. Because, you know, when you open a bag of Cheetos, you take out one, you're like, that looks like, you know, so-and-so. A cloud.
Could be anything, yeah. Like a Dolly painting or some sort of Jackson Pollock. Like, I mean, in this explosion of flavor and artistry in that bag.
Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. So what they're doing, Cheetos, is that all summer long, you can go to CheetosMuseum.com and you can submit pictures of the Cheetos that you found in your bag. And every week, they'll pick the best one and award them $5,000. End of the summer, you can win $50,000, even $150,000.
We got to get paid on this one. It's kind of like the lottery. So you go out, you grab your bag of Cheetos, you open it up, you scratch off your ticket. It's the exact same thing here.
So this morning, we had producer Christian at about 6:40. We gave him two giant bags of Cheetos, and we said, don't come back to us until you have Cheetos that's going to win us this cash.
Right.
So we're looking at what you've selected. Can you go through each of them individually? And here's the thing. If we don't think they're adequate enough, we're going to eat them right here on the air.
No, to be fair, I went in the other room and supervised his selection of a couple of these here.
Yep.
And then also ate
most
a
of
lot
them.
Of leftover Cheetos. But they just look like Cheetos, the ones that I ate.
All right. As long as you ate ones that weren't going to win us money, that's
right.
fine.
And I thought about it after. I was like, wait a minute. He fondled all these Cheetos. Yeah. He put his hands through all these Cheetos to check them.
Right.
And I ate them.
And please, like, that would stop you. Don't act like
well,
that
Well, I mean,
was
it was already over.
You.
So right. it gave me a moment of pause. But, I mean, again, I had already eaten them. So,
all right. right. Christian, what do you have?
What do you have? Reveal them.
So, keeping with the Revolutionary War theme, I have a musket here. A Union musket.
You can see that.
Could be the handle right here.
Oh,
the elongated barrel.
Right.
Okay.
Musket. It's got the rounded edge at the end of the barrel,
it's
too.
True. You can even see the hammer right here at the very top.
Right.
All right. We're
going to
post
try reloading
these.
That three times while somebody's running at you fast, all right?
You can't.
We're going to post all these on Instagram, too, if you don't follow us yet, and on Raven, so you can see for yourself and judge. That one we're not going to eat because that one seems valid.
Right. I told you.
Yeah.
This one is Treeto. I affectionately named it Treeto because it looks like a tree, or a moray eel with an overbite or an underbite, depending on which way you flip it.
Raven, eat that one. That one's not good.
He's got his fingers on it right
just
now.
Just eat it. Like, don't act like you're not going to eat it.
All right.
Okay, next one.
We have the high
jump.
Somehow
I feel shamed while eating it, though.
What did you call that one?
That is the high jump.
That's a high jump.
What?
See?
No.
That's
a guy.
He's got my back on this.
That's a guy going over the high rail at a track and field event.
That is clearly Erica Badu. Look at it. Look at that. That is
you know, now that
Erica
you're mentioning
Badu.
It, actually, now I see a little bit more of that, too.
I mean,
or
I don't
Queen
know.
Nefertiti.
Yeah.
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 I kind of see that.
That one is not whatever you said. That we're going to put that one aside.
Put that one aside also. Yeah. It's for further evaluation. We can have people vote.
We're going to have a vote on what that is.
This one is the strongest candidate.
Yeah,
okay.
This one
I like. It is the mermaid. So you have the head, you have the two arms right here, and you have the tail.
Oh, look
now
at her
watch.
Hair.
Yep.
She looks like Ariel.
Right.
She
now,
looks
if you
like
put
Ariel.
A rock in front of her, she looks like the cover of The Little Mermaid.
She does.
If you put a little rock in front of her,
oh my God.
She looks like the cover of The Little Mermaid.
We have The Little Mermaid Cheetos.
We have one more.
All
we can
right.
reveal it after.
Yep.
I got to be honest, Anna, I feel pretty good about this one. This Cheeto, I think, shows some real possibilities here.
All right. So all morning, our producer, Christian, has been looking through bags of Cheetos, looking for one that looks like something so we could win $5,000 for the CheetosMuseum.com contest.
Right.
What's this last one?
This one is Elton John laying on a pillow while writing a song.
You think?
Look at this.
What?
Look at this. It's Elton John. He's laying on his stomach on a pillow here.
What? Why is
while
Elton
writing
John
a song?
Laying on a pillow?
It's just like this song right here. He's laying out on the roof and he's thinking of Daniel and he's writing this song. And
that
lovely.
Doesn't look anything like Elton John.
It could
John.
Also be a person on one of those rafts where you hold onto the tube and you get dragged behind the boat.
Listen.
Could also be that. Look at that. That's pretty good right there, right?
I'm going to eat that Cheeto right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Elton John. I'm sorry.
Eat him. Eat him now.
No.